Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb here on the Tuesday edition of the show. Let's feel good about the good of the day. What is it, Ron Culver?
Progression.
Progression.
Progression in this country of accepting change. I guess is the best way to say that, you know, the good of the day. The Food Network's Chopped. You're familiar with that show, right?
I like Chopped. Yeah, I like that show.
Well, they're having a special edition coming up later on next month, which is only a few days away.
Okay.
Called Chopped 420.
Oh, really? They're going to use some fun products?
Yeah, they're going to have chefs competing against each other using cannabis-infused dishes.
All right.
So I'm curious. It'll air on Discovery Plus, so
another streaming service in my life.
That's the bad part of it, but you have time because it'll air on Discovery Plus on April 20th.
All right.
Of course.
That's true, of course. Here's the deal. I didn't think they would put it on the Food Network because I wonder if, you know, a lot of senior citizens would go, no, not that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not watching Ted Allen anymore. And Aaron Sanchez discussing about marijuana. Whereas a lot of young people, I don't know how much Chopped they watch. You know, I mean, are young people watching Chopped on the Food Network?
I don't know what their demographics are. I don't know.
I like the show. I think I got to tell you, the first time I saw that show, I thought the concept was brilliant. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. And
I'll be honest with you, I get sucked into all the cooking shows.
Yeah,
The competition cooking shows. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's anything from Gordon Ramsay and Hell's Kitchen all the way to Chopped to the holiday specials that we get every Halloween and Christmas where they're, you know, doing stuff with pumpkin or making gingerbread this and that. I get sucked into all of them.
That's the only show I don't watch is Beat Bobby Flay because I hate him. I hate Bobby Flay.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, you're
the only one I don't watch.
You're allowed to hate
him. I will watch. I, you know what I like? My favorites are, this is so weird. I like the I used to like the cupcake one.
Cupcake Wars.
I don't know why. I used to like Cupcake Wars. I don't know why. I think it was because of the weird flavors. But Chopped was just brilliant. And here's the thing. I like watching Chopped because I watch people who have a talent I can't even come close to recognizing it in myself.
But let me ask you this, because I know you'll do some cooking at home, right?
Right.
And I'll do every once in a while, I'll do some cooking as well. Do you sit there and like, okay, how can I enhance this? How can I do this
where
a chef wouldn't yell at me?
Yeah.
Like a Gordon Ramsay or anybody, like, I can do this. Like, I don't want to use canned products because it always seems like I get yelled at for doing canned products.
I made a Christmas turkey. I went out and bought fresh herbs for the Christmas turkey.
Yep.
It tasted so good, I'm now starting an herb garden in my backyard because I want fresh herbs all the time.
That makes all
that's
the sense.
Silly. I know, it makes all the sense.
Well, but watch this. You might be growing other herbs in your garden.
Yeah, that's very true. Good point. No, in all seriousness, I love the way they just go, well, I took the canned peas and I'm going to make a sauce. And I'm like, well, I never thought you could make a sauce with that. That's great.
Yeah.
I threw in some turmeric and I'm making a pudding. That's fantastic. Well done.
The other, you know, the one I'm fascinated by, if we're going on cookie shows, you've seen MasterChef.
Yeah, I have seen MasterChef. I don't watch a lot of it, but I've seen it.
The adult version, it gets kind of stale after a while, but the kid version,
that's pretty good.
That blows my mind that these kids are making this. I'm like, okay,
talented.
How is this even possible that a 9-year old is cooking a dish that I literally would pay $50 to have at a restaurant,
and it
boggles my mind.
I have to give them all the credit in the world. So that'd be an interesting. I wish I had Discovery Plus.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'll sign
up
just for
that. That's the only bad part of it. But yeah, I mean, I'm curious. I don't know if
three or four of these streaming services. Man.
Yeah, I know it's getting ridiculous.
And I still have cable, and so like I pay a boatload for television that nobody watches.
Now I don't think. Even though they're doing cannabis-infused dishes, I don't think it's, you know, like they're making pot brownies.
No, that's right.
You know,
they're just adding it as
an extra flavor or I don't know. But I'm certain there's some levels. You make you feel good while you're eating a pasta dish. I don't know.
Very good.
That part right, I'm curious about.
What's the bad of the day?
The Deshaun Watson civil lawsuits.
Again, they're getting up there, aren't they?
Yeah, I know we're 20 plus now. I don't know the exact number. It just seems like every single day we're getting more and more. There's another masseuse who came forward who is not a part of the lawsuits.
So what is she?
She detailed her encounter. All she is wanting is just a sincere apology. She doesn't want to be in the lawsuit or anything. She's wants to remain anonymous. She gave an interview to Jenny Varentes for Sports Illustrated, and just detailed her account. And I don't know. I felt like this one was a little more damning than anything, just because. She's not seeking money. She's not seeking fame or fortune or anything like that. But she's just like, yeah, this is what my encounter was.
God, this has turned around so badly for him.
It is because.
If these are all true, it's on him. I get it. But I still go back to what Jason Cole was saying. It just feels like now it's open season on Deshaun Watson, and now they're all coming out, and maybe nobody wanted to say anything when he was out there busting his tail, but the moment the disconnect between the team happened, it became an opening. He went from, you could say, man, he is really going to stand his soapbox and say, you did me wrong, Houston. I'm not playing here anymore.
And we're on his side.
And you would go, yeah, you know what? Good for you. That team is falling apart. That front office stinks. Jack Easterby's awful. And they hired Nick Caserio without consulting you. And they're, sending players away. Like, DeAndre Hopkins is gone. And all that. Good for you, Deshaun Watson. And then in a matter of days and now weeks, the narrative has now changed. And you can't ship him. There's going to be no takers for Deshaun Watson right now. Like, nobody wants to be involved, or they don't want their organization involved in any of this mess.
I mean, to me, it almost feels like, looking at him now and like in hindsight, that maybe he was wanting to get out of Houston because he got tipped off that there's lawsuits coming.
That's possible. That's possible.
It's like, I got to get as far away from this place as humanly possible now because.
But it still would have followed him.
Oh, no, definitely would have followed him. But I mean, I don't think he's thinking this whole thing through just because, I mean, we're talking 20-plus women. I mean, he's going from one massage parlor to the next, to the next, to the next, where people have refused his advances, and yet he's doing it at the next stop.
Yeah.
And just, I was all on Deshaun Watson's side even when the first lawsuits came out. I was like, you know what? It's just people just trying to, trying to get to him. And now, I mean, we're getting to a point. This last one, when I was reading the story, I mean, she's, like I said, she's not seeking fame and fortune. She just wanted her story to be told and just wants a sincere apology. I think that's worse than any of these other ones.
And her name is on this?
No, she's going by Mary.
Okay.
She wants to remain anonymous, but, it's just the fact that she gave this interview with Jenny Varentes and just, the account. What she detailed kind of aligns with everything else.
It's just an interest. Just keeping it in the sports world for a second. I know it's hard to do because we're talking about another element here.
Yeah,
but he's not going to go anywhere.
Nope,
and he may not even be welcome back on his own team.
Right,
like his own team might go. Ugh,
well, there's rumors that one of the witnesses is a teammate as well. He's just an eyewitness to the encounter has knowledge of it. Obviously not someone who partaked in it or partook. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I hate to pass judgment, but it's getting more and more and more.
Yeah. It's getting
like there's really something to this. It was like you in the beginning. It's like, you want to take these things seriously, but that some of these aren't true, right? Sometimes a player is getting blackmailed and that has happened.
But yeah, of course.
So you want to keep an open mind, but then as they pile up, they just keep piling up and you go, there's gotta be something here, right? I mean, common sense would make you think like, it's gotta be something.
It's a red flag.
Right.
I mean, exactly. It's something, and it doesn't really matter because, I mean, like you said, I mean, he's untouchable. Texans couldn't trade him even if they wanted to at this point.
Yeah. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
I'm going to need your help with this, Tony. Because I wanted to talk about comeback stories. Comeback stories don't usually end up in the dumb of the day.
Right.
But there was one comeback story that I felt we needed to highlight, and that was F1 racer Fernando Alonso.
Yes, Fernando Alonso, former world champion.
Yeah, had a comeback story, and he had his race cut short due to a sandwich wrapper.
Yeah, there was something about that that got into his technical gear. Yeah,
he got into his brakes, and they just
He had a brake problem and had to leave. And there's really no reason why it's there. He doesn't know why it's there. It's kind of been a
it's kind of been
a buzz about where it would come from.
Are people just eating sandwiches in the grandstands and just throwing their litter on the racetrack?
Yeah, is that what's going on? And that sometimes happens, but it's kind of terrible because these cars are incredible. You have to build an entire car from scratch, right? Like in the sport. Every part has to be manufactured by you except for the engine. You buy the engine, the engine is supplied to you. And every piece has to be built. You spend millions of dollars buying these cars to get a tenth of a second better, a hundredth, second. And then a piece of paper just gets stuck and you're like, that's it. We're done.
Shut the whole thing down.
There's nothing I can do. It
just struck me as funny. It's like, okay, this car, it's a multi-million dollar car is getting taken out because of a piece of paper, a sandwich wrapper.
It's ridiculous. It's so funny. And the brakes are boiling. I mean, they're really hot because they're trying to slow down a car going 200 miles an hour.
Now, could this be a conspiracy? Or could we see something in the future where another pit crew is just like starting to throw their sandwich wrappers out on the
good question
on pit row?
Good question. Yeah, and that's funny you mentioned that because his comeback is, there's two sides to the comeback. It's like Brett Favre a little bit, right? Sort of give it an American equation, right? He was a guy. He was a world champion, been around the sport a long time, and he left. And he left and then said, I'm kind of want to come back. And he came back to a sport that kind of had moved on without him, right? They're like, we've got our young stars. They're all coming up. They're all emerging. They're making names for themselves. And he was like, yeah, I kind of want to get back in. And obviously there was a team that was like, of course we'll take you, right? Like, imagine if all the NFL said no to Brett Favre when he still had game. Right?
Yeah.
Like if every NFL team was like, nah, we got our kids here playing quarterback. We don't need an old man, even though you could still do well. So eventually he comes back and then somebody loses a seat and loses a job. And now it's kind of a buzz. But it was split on the fact that he had this situation in the first race of the season. There were fans that were like ticked because they like him. And there were fans that were like, see, this is what happens when you come back and disrupt the thing that was moving on without you.
Fans go, like, it's karma that you picked up a sandwich wrapper?
Yeah, kind of. Because, it's like a guy.
So he's not with his original team then?
There was a stat in the race. Somebody pointed out there were like three drivers that their dad raced against him at some point. Maybe when he was younger and they were older. But still, he raced against their father.
Yeah.
Like these three drivers on the grid who one time could tell their son, yeah, I raced against that guy. And that's kind of like a Favre situation when it was going on in the NFL.
And then now the sons can say, yeah, we had hoped he would finish. But
yeah, we thought I would race against him too, but a sandwich wrapper got on the brake. That was
Subway got in the way.
Locked it in. Goodbye. That's good. Yeah. All right. Coming up next. All right, one event that occurred yesterday kind of went under the radar, but is something that kind of COVID brought to life. We'll talk about that. And then Emory Hunt's going to talk some NFL with us as we continue on Wake Up Call.